Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 93. A short version of the Catechism of the Vows. What is a vow? A vow is a voluntary promise made to God to carry out a more perfect act. Is a vow binding in a matter which is the object of a commandment? Yes. The carrying out of an act which is the object of a commandment has a double value and merit, and the neglect of such an act is a double transgression and evil, because by breaking such a vow we add to the sin against the commandment the sin of sacrilege. Why do religious vows have such value? Because they are the foundation of the religious life, approved by the Church, in which the members bound together in a religious community undertake to strive always for perfection by means of the three religious vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, observed according to the rules. What is the meaning of the words strive for perfection? To strive for perfection means that the religious life does not in itself demand that perfection be already attained, but obliges, under the pain of sin, that we work daily to attain it. Therefore, a religious who does not want to become perfect neglects his principal duty of state. What are solemn religious vows? Solemn religious vows are so absolute that in extraordinary cases only the Holy Father can dispense from them. What are simple religious vows? These are vows which are less absolute. The Holy See dispenses from perpetual and annual vows. What is the difference between a vow and a virtue? A vow pertains only to that which is commanded under pain of sin. The virtue goes beyond this and helps in the carrying out of the vow. On the other hand, by breaking the vow, we fail in the virtue and do it damage. To what do the religious vows oblige us? The religious vows oblige us to strive to acquire the virtues and to submit ourselves completely to our superiors and to the rules which are in force. Thus, the religious gives his own person to the community, renouncing every right over himself in his actions, which he sacrifices to the service of God. What do we have in this section? During the novitiate, the novices learn about the vows, the history of the congregation, of the religious life, the spiritual life, etc. I was a novice master for 7 years, so I had to teach these things to our novices. In the congregation of St. Faustina, the different directresses of the novices would create their own handbooks on the vows based on a book by Father Pierre Cotel, who was a French Jesuit. He wrote a Catechism of the Vows. Each novice then was asked to write these questions and answers in her notebook and to memorize them. This is the reason that this section appears in St. Faustina's notebook, which is where she kept her spiritual diary. Now, in this catechism, there is a distinction between a vow and a virtue. What is a virtue? Well, the Catechism of the Catholic Church defines it as a habitual and firm disposition to do the good. It allows the person to not only to perform good acts, but to give the best of himself. The virtuous person tends toward the good with all his sensory and his spiritual powers. He pursues the good and he chooses it in concrete actions. So a virtue is a habit. The more we practice the virtue, the easier it becomes to repeat it. It's like settling into a groove. The opposite of a virtue is a vice, which is also a habit. And the more we sin, the easier it becomes, unfortunately, to fall into the same pattern and habit of sin, and into other sins as well. So the vow speaks of the minimum requirement. We don't want to break our vows of poverty, chastity, or obedience, or else we sin, and we need to confess it. But the virtue of the vow is the practice of seeking the good, seeking holiness, seeking perfection, going beyond the minimum and becoming the person that God wants us to be. And we can see the same with marriage vows. The Holy Family, for example, gives us a beautiful model of living the virtue of the vows of marriage to a heroic degree. And we all want to follow the example of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.